back at Saugatuck High School with head coach Kevin Tringali. Tough loss, 50-39 against the Covenant Christian Chargers. The numbers say a 19-5 second quarter really was the difference. They had an 8-point run that gave them the lead for good. What things you saw that really turned the game against your team tonight?
Yeah, we had trouble scoring. I mean, we haven't had trouble scoring all year, and they did a great job on Brooke. We weren't getting open. She was kind of had her on an island a little bit. Tried moving her off the ball, running some screens to get her those shots, and then turn the ball over a couple times, and they got some easy buckets on us. And going down at halftime at 10 was new for us. But the way we battled back the second half, I couldn't be prouder of our kids.
Rebounding, something you mentioned after the game against Potter's House Christian in the first half especially. I think it was 22-5, the edge for the visitors.
Yeah, I mean, that's been our Achilles heel all year. I mean, that's such a big part of the game. Give a team as good as Covenant second and third chance points on a possession is just an absolute killer. And that's what happened. I mean, when I see the stats, I think most of their buckets were on second and third chances. And that finally caught up to us tonight, and that was the difference in the game.
Brooke Simpson, fourth quarter heroics on Wednesday night. Couldn't pull it off this time, but 20 points in her last high school game. It's a shame that you only had her for one season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna miss this kid more than you know. She has been just an absolute blessing to our community, to our school, and to our program. She's epitomized what coaches look for in a player. I will tell you, the next level program that gets her, she's going to be the face of your program. She is the best player I have ever coached, not just skill-wise, but her poise, her composure. What a great teammate she is, level-headed. I mean, she's everything you look for. Her work ethic is second to none. And, we set out a plan in place way back when we met her back in May to hope to get to this moment, and we fell a game short. We were hoping to get here. We got here. She stayed healthy all season somehow, some way. And I look forward to passing her on to a program that's going to take good care of her.
Now, in the pain of a loss such as this, it's kind of tough to look ahead. But you do need to look ahead a little bit. Three starters are back, with Myla Simpson coming back along with Kennedy Gustafson, Penelope Grobe. You got a little bit of a foundation there.
Yeah, we do. I mean, this team really set the bar high. You know, last year's team set the bar high. And so we're on a little run of some consistency and some culture that's so important to any program. And we do have some pieces. And, we just challenged the underclassmen who didn't necessarily get all the minutes this year that to put the investment in the off season and help us continue to trend up and get that work in when no one's looking. And, hopefully they'll do that. And we'll just kind of take a step back right now, decompress, reflect on all the great things we did this year. We lost that game early in the season before Christmas, went on like a 17-game winning streak. We beat up two of our rivals down the stretch in Goebbels and Martin to win the division. We came back a half shy of winning a back-to-back district. So lots to be proud of, can't hang our heads, and I promise you we're going to just keep working and try to match this.
Kevin Tringali, thank you very much not only for this game but also for a very good 21-2 season. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Yep.